to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2014, halfway through the month here, and we are already starting to see temperatures cool all across the U.S. They're screaming, oh, it's the polar vortex. No reason to doubt human-caused global. This is just the polar vortex. Pay no attention to all that snow all over the Urals and the Alpine Mountains and record, you know, all-time record temperatures down in Antarctica. The world is warming. It's your fault. And, you know, we'll come up with an excuse why there's all this snow and ice here in the middle of summer. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Our third hour guest today is author Nick Sacco. He's author of the new book, Death Card, a chillingly plausible story of how the president transforms the United States of America into a Stalin-esque dictatorship and his eventual comeuppance. And it's an enjoyable read, for reasons we'll get into when we get Nick on the phone a little bit later on. Obviously, the top story continues to be how Israel's war crimes in Gaza are provoking a global outrage. There are protests all over the world against Israel. The corporate media is ignoring it as hard as they can, which is why we are putting out the information here in the independent media. And if you are taking part in one of these protests, please send photos or videos, and we will post them here to get the word out that whatever the politicians are saying about how Canada supports Israel or the United States supports Israel, the reality is the people of the United States of America and the people of Canada are appalled at what is going on. Apparently, there's a new video out here that shows one of these Israeli airstrikes hitting three men just sitting on their front porch. Didn't even get the roof knock. Just came down and killed. They're killing civilians. Now, a little earlier today, Egypt, which, as you know, is now back under U.S. puppet rule with the ouster of Morsi, proposed a ceasefire for Gaza and Israel. Israel immediately approved it because it was really Israel's suggestion. And they're just trying to launder it through Egypt to make it look like it's an impartial situation, but it really isn't, because all the deal says is you will surrender all your rockets, you will allow inspections, but everything else stays the same as it is. Now, Hamas is saying what they want is an end to the occupation of Gaza and the West Bank and the opening of the ports for trade, which strikes me as very reasonable, given that if we take Israel's claims about Hamas having tens of thousands of rockets, that starvation blockade Gaza has been under since they dared elect Hamas their government is obviously not working. Do you understand that what Israel is doing to Gaza is exactly what the Soviet Union did to East Berlin? Cut off the lines of communication to try and starve the people of East Berlin, I'm sorry, West Berlin, rather, into surrendering their own government and accepting proxy Soviet rule through East Germany. And the world united, mounting the Berlin airlift, just airplane after airplane after airplane of food and supplies and necessities and even chocolate candy. There's a very very warm story about the chocolate fire coming in over West Berlin. And the blockade fell. And now we have Israel trying to starve Gaza into surrendering their elected government, Hamas, and accepting proxy Israeli rule. And the world does absolutely nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So needless to say, Hamas didn't go along with this deal because basically the deal amounts to complete and total surrender. So that the next time that Israel comes up with a false flag to go in and steal more of Gaza's land, the Palestinians will not be able to fight back. See, Israel's a really good military force when they're fighting against somebody who's disarmed and helpless. They can't actually handle a real confrontation with an equivalent military force. Israel has not won a battle or a war against a matching military force since 1983. They prefer just taking all their U.S.-supplied weapons and high-tech this and gee whiz bang that and pounding on people who don't have an air force, an army, or a navy, who are fighting back with homebrew rockets made out of plumbing supplies. And Israel says, we're heroic here. No, the Palestinians are the heroes. It's the new Thermopylae. We're going to take a phone call here. Steve in Arkansas, aloha. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'll be quick. I heard something on NPR this morning. I was just, didn't know if you'd heard about it or not, hoping you'd elaborate on it. The Kurds, the Islamic State, whatever they're called now, up in the north in Iraq, have control of the oil fields.
Yes.
They commissioned 3 oil tankers to sell some of this oil. They had a buyer in Morocco.
Yes.
The British and the United States called Morocco and told them basically not to buy it. So the ship is sitting in the port in Morocco and can't go anywhere. The other ship that's out there is just floating around looking for a buyer and a destination. The third ship actually docked somewhere and sold the oil. Guess where?
Please enlighten us.
Israel. Because Israel does not have any bargains or any deals with the Iraqi government about buying oil. So they couldn't stop them. Now, why is that? And I'll hang up and listen. I know you got important things to do. Appreciate what you do. Thanks.
Well, Israel's the master at playing both ends against the middle and doing business with both sides. We certainly learned that when Israel was caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to the government of South Africa. And, Israel just likes to sell to both sides and just gin everybody up, hating each other and selling weapons to both sides. Israel's going to make deals with whoever Israel wants to make deals with. And the fact that it's violating sanctions imposed by the United States is completely irrelevant because no American politician would dare stand up and chastise Israel for basically doing business with the declared enemy. And we've seen this time and time and time again. It certainly begs the question, would the United States militarily attack an oil tanker in international waters in order to show their spite about how Iraq's oil may not be sold by anybody but our puppet government and only then for the U.S. dollar? What an environmental disaster that would be. But that's what this is really all about. The invasion and conquest of Iraq was so that Iraq's oil was for sale only for the U.S. dollar. Same thing with Libya. That's what all of this is about, is which piece of ink and paper the world is going to be using for the next 100 years. All right, and getting on back to Israel and Gaza, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan has basically declared that Israel is guilty of state terrorism over Gaza. And regardless of how you feel about Erdogan, on this issue he is absolutely right. Israel is carrying out attacks against the civilians with banned weapons, enabled by the U.S. government and now Canada's government. Harper's out there saying, oh, yes, Israel's right. Israel's always right. We don't ever say anything wrong about Israel. And Harper's out there saying his country unequivocally backs Israel and its right to self-defense. So you Canadians, you know who Harper works for, and it is not Canada. Because you need to go back and remember, Israel attacked first. Israel attacked first. They attacked Gaza on the flimsy pretext that 3 teenagers over in the West Bank, not even in Gaza, in an IDF-controlled area, were kidnapped and killed. ISIS took credit for that. Even the Israeli media is saying the 2 suspects named by the Israeli government are not actually part of Hamas. But Netanyahu said, good and close enough for country and Western, boom, launched the attack. Israel did not have justification for attacking Gaza. Gaza has every right to fight back. And by the way, we just posted to whatreallyhappened.com the video of State Department spokes bimbo Jim Psaki responding to a question about whether or not Palestine has a right to defend themselves against aggression. And she's taking the attitude, what Israeli aggression? I don't see any Israeli aggression. Really, it's always, you know, the Palestinians. Really, do you have any specific examples of Israeli aggression? And isn't it alarming that we have this spokesperson for the entire United States State Department who is this clueless, who knows less about what's going on over in the Middle East than you, the listeners of this radio show? It's embarrassing. They can't find better talent than that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Earthquake. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about what's going on in Israel and Gaza. Interesting article over at Press TV. Congress again snorts Israel dust on Gaza. And the article is basically about how the Israel lobby, AIPAC, is prowling the halls of Congress to make certain nobody in the U.S. Congress dares question Israel's right to pound Gaza back to the Stone Age, which is what Israel's own government says they're going to do. They've already taken away the civil water system, the sewage treatment plant, the electricity. They're just crushing the place back down to the Stone Age, because it's only when their neighbors are all living like they're in the Stone Age that Israel can relax and feel a little less paranoid. Of course, they'll never be completely without their paranoia, because the entire culture is based on paranoia. They're out to get us. They all hate us. Well, look at the way you're treating them. Did you ever stop to realize that the reason Israel is so hated has nothing to do with their religion, nothing to do with their ethnic background, and everything to do with their behavior?
No, you're just being an anti-Semite again.
No reasoning with these people. All right, the United States is now coming out and warning Israel against a ground invasion of Gaza, citing the potential for civilian risk, which sounds rather ludicrous, from the same country that's up there telling Poroshenko, yeah, go out there and kill all those eastern Ukrainians. Go get them. Not to mention funding this covert attempted coup d'etat in Syria for the last 3 years. I think what's going on here is that after that clubbing Israel got on the beaches of Gaza, with their commandos, absolutely shameful performance, supposed to be the best Israeli commandos. Remember how we did Entebbe? Well, we found out Entebbe was a piece of theater. It was set up by Shin Bet so that Israel could go in and look heroic and get movie deals out of it. But they got really seriously clubbed in a real battle on the beaches of Gaza. And now we're hearing that Israel may not do a ground offensive after all, out of fears that they might wind up being hideously embarrassed. So here's a chance for the United States to pretend that they're somehow influencing the situation by saying, well, I don't think a ground invasion would be a good idea. And then Israel says, we're not going to do a ground invasion. And Obama gets up there and says, see, we were the voice of calm in all of this. Now, apparently over in Israel, Dr. Moti Sheffer has gone public. This is in Middle East Monitor, saying that the Iron Dome defensive system is a gigantic hoax. It's another military boondoggle along the same scale as the F-22, the F-35, the Independence-class littoral combat ships. Hugely expensive and really not all that effective. We're being told that Iron Dome is intercepting a little less than half of these plumbing supply rockets coming in from Gaza, but they're not reporting how many rockets they had to fire to get those. I mean, if they fired one Iron Dome per one Gaza rocket, they're still batting less than 500. If they had to fire 20 Iron Dome missiles just to get that success rate, that's a disaster. That's not an effective weapons system. It's certainly not economic. Those Iron Dome interceptor rockets cost a minimum of $50,000 each, not including the multimillion-dollar cost of the launching and ground tracking systems for every one of the batteries. And they're scoring less than a 50% success rate against those Gaza rockets, which are costing less than $1,000 each. From a purely economic point of view, Iron Dome is not an effective weapon system. But Israel doesn't care because they don't have to pay for those $50,000 rockets. You do. Story out of SunHerald.com. American Arab group boycotts White House iftar, citing Israeli strikes and NSA snooping. And this is from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, and they're basically starting to boycott events at the White House, including tonight's White House event hosted by President Obama, saying that the U.S. government's condoning of the current slaughter of Palestinians in Palestine and the spying on American Arabs and Muslims domestically is something that they cannot accept. And remember, it has come out in Edward Snowden's documents that this massive spy operation specifically targets Muslims. And we know they're looking in the wrong direction. Just like when we were kids and told to be on guard against, you know, the communists subverting the U.S. government. So we were always looking at the Soviet Union, looking for a sign they were subverting our government. And our government was being subverted, but from a completely different direction. We were told to look in the wrong place. And the same thing was true with the FBI and the NSA, who were told, go after the Muslims, go after the Muslims. And meanwhile, who was arrested cheering and dancing when the World Trade Towers came down? Mossad agents. Now, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest is out there is saying, well, yes, the Obama administration is expressing concerns about casualties sustained on both sides. This is more of that propaganda to try and make it look like this is a battle between equals. Today, we're getting a report that there may have been one Israeli killed. One. Just one. There's no equivalency here. And the United States is out there screaming, Israel has a right to defend itself against aggression. What about the Palestinians? Don't they get the same right when you remember Israel struck first? Now, we've been seeing a lot of stories about how police, in particular an officer with the Department of Homeland Security, opened fire during a rally for Israel. And they're trying to make it look like, oh, more anti-Semitism and everything. The part of the story that is being withheld, dismissed, rejected, is the fact that there was a pro-Palestine counter-rally standing up to the pro-Israel rally, and the Department of Homeland Security officer fired at the Palestinians. They shot at them. Then they arrested these guys. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department arrested these pro-Palestinian demonstrators. I don't know on what charge, you know, moving too fast so we couldn't hit you. And, of course, ever since then, the American corporate media has been saying, oh, they must be members of Hamas. They must be members of Hamas. Like, that's a bad thing. Remember, Hamas is the legally elected government of Gaza. They won the election in 2006. Now, just to put this in context here locally, let's say that some kids get killed in California, which does happen, tragically, a lot. And all of a sudden, the government of the United States of America comes out and says, well, those people who killed those kids, they were members of the Republican Party. And we have a right to declare war on the Republican Party. I mean, that is exactly how absurd Netanyahu's rationale is. He's declared war on a political party that opposes him. You want to see a civil war in this country between the Republicans and the Democrats? It would be really, really messy, as it is in Gaza right now. A reminder, there are protests and marches taking place all over. Please join with them. Please send me videos and images so we can post them, because the corporate media is refusing to cover any of these pro-Palestine marches. They cover the pro-Israel ones. They're getting coverage, but not the pro-Palestinian marches. And if you live here on the island of Oahu tonight, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., there will be a banner-waving demonstration on Ala Moana at Ala Moana Park, across the street from the Ala Moana Shopping Center. And they're encouraging people to make up their own hand-lettered signs, so it doesn't look like one of these bought and paid for pro-Israel demonstrations where everybody's holding the same identical printed signs. Came from the same print shop. Now, getting on up to Ukraine is continuing to launch airstrikes on the Russian-speaking cities in the east. And apparently they have flown five sorties in the Donbass region last Sunday. Three civilians killed, 14 others injured in shelling by the Ukrainian army. This is not Kiev against opposing military force. This is war on the civilians for daring to not want to be slaves to the European Central Bank. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Artillery ever-present over Lugansk. Tension escalates on Ukraine's frontier. They're pushing as hard as they can. Poroshenko is still out there insisting that Russia shot down this Antonin 26 plane. With all, but nobody got killed. Got down there with everybody survived on the thing. But it was, you know, flying too high to be shot by a manned portable missile. Therefore, it had to come from Russia. It's the same rationale we got from John Kerry a year ago when he was out there saying, "Well, it has to be Assad with the sarin because the rebels don't have sarin." And then, of course, it was proven that yes, indeed, they do. And if you really think about it, prior to the coup d'etat that took out Ukraine's elected government, Ukraine had a national defense system that included air intercept missiles all over the country. So there is no question there are high-altitude ground surface-to-air missiles in eastern Ukraine that can be used. Poroshenko's just trying to find some way to get Russia involved to the point where they've already shelled a village in the Rostov region in Russia, trying to get Putin to do something. Article out of journal-neo.org, NATO hopes for a Russian invasion of Ukraine. They want that. They want to get that going because the ruble is a threat to the dollar and the euro. The euro is hopelessly tangled up with the dollar. When the dollar goes down, the euro will go with it. And we're seeing a new bit of spin. They can't get Putin to bite and do anything overt. So the new spin coming out is that Russia has already invaded eastern Ukraine covertly. They're in there. They've got Russian officers in Ukrainian uniforms. They're supplying equipment. Nobody can prove a single word of it. This is more of Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. The motto of the U.S. government seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again, because that is what they are doing.
Ah.
They're going to do whatever it takes to get this world war really cranked up and going. Hey, it's not their kids who are going to die in it. They're not going to have to pay for it. You do. Your kids will die for this. Now, Putin scored a major diplomatic victory because he's been traveling all over South America and basically getting together with all the nations that have signed on to BRICS, the other financial system in the world. Some 80 nations are now aligned with it. And BRICS has declared that they are neutral on the issue of Ukraine. They're not going to take sides, meaning they're not going to support Europe and the United States and the unelected junta. Now, over in Russia, Russia is now banning the purchase of foreign-made cars by the Russian government, saying basically for our economy, if you want to sell your cars in Russia, you will have to come into Russia and build factories, provide jobs for Russian workers. And what this really is, this is a non-sanctioned sanction. Because most of the cars that were being sold into Russia from outside were coming from the U.S. and its allies. So it's a very, very clever way of reminding the world that economic sanctions against Russia are going to be worse for the rest of the world than they are for Russia. Now, getting on down to Libya, and you're not going to hear much of this on the American corporate media, it looks like it is all but over for the U.S. puppet regime. And apparently at Tripoli Airport, 90% of the aircraft on the ground have been destroyed from rocket attacks from what are being called the militants. It's the Libyan people taking Libya back from the U.S. puppet regime. Apparently one of the suspects in the Benghazi attack has been found conveniently dead in the town of Marj. So he can't testify what was going on here. So, well, we'll just have to go back and rely on the American statement as absolute fact here. China is now warning the United States to stay out of the South China Sea's dispute. China understands what the U.S. is trying to do. China understands the U.S. needs a declared state of war against China to prevent the yuan from continuing to displace the U.S. dollar. Now then, right now we are seeing this show trial in a kangaroo court of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. And the case being made by the government is extraordinarily weak. Apparently, one of the friends of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev is on trial for aiding and abetting. And the prosecutors apparently showed the jury a video of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev in his dorm building after the attack. It's got nothing to do with the attack. It's just after the attack was over, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev was videoed in his dorm room. It doesn't really seem to mean anything other than he doesn't seem to be a suspect on the run at that point. Now, the FBI is claiming that friends of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev were testifying that Tsarnaev dropped his backpack. There's supposed to be a video of this that's still classified. And after the FBI executed Ibrahim Todashev for refusing to link the Tsarnaev brothers to a drug murder, I imagine the witnesses in this case are terrified out of their minds that if they don't say what the FBI tells them to say, that they're going to wind up with a bullet in the skull. But the reality is, it's all a hoax, because if you look at the photo, and we posted all of this on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com today, if you look at the remains of the backpack bomb, it was in a backpack with a white square patch on the top. When you look at the photos of the Tsarnaev brothers at the scene, what you're seeing is a gray backpack and a white backpack that don't have a white square patch on the top. But there was an individual in the area wearing a black backpack with a white square patch on top, guy dressed in a black jacket and khaki pants. And more importantly, he was photographed before the bombing with the backpack and after the bombing without the backpack. Why isn't the FBI investigating this guy? Well, it turns out if you look at photos of the scene, you will see that this guy with the black jacket and the khaki pants appears to be part of a group dressed identically, kind of a sort of a covert clandestine uniform. And they were all clustered around a car with all kinds of antennas and stuff all over it. And they're some of them are carrying these black backpacks with the white patch on top. The photographic evidence from the scene points in a very different direction from where the U.S. government is trying to take this thing. All right, let's talk about the economy a little bit here. June retail sales missed across the board, far lower than the experts were predicting. They're now saying that, well, they may be able to revise May retail sales a little bit higher. What they're trying to do is to try and come up with a way where they can say the second quarter of 2014 showed a positive GDP growth. Because otherwise, it's inescapable. We're still in or going back into a new recession. And remember how they lied last April, claiming a 0.1% growth in GDP for the first quarter of 2014. Then a couple of months later, they had hemmed and hawed and said, well, yeah, it actually dropped by 2.9%. The American people are out of money. They can't go buy things anymore. It's been taxed away, debted away, interest away, usuried away. You can't run an economy by piling all the money up all over the private central bank and Wall Street and not have anything flowing through the society with which to power the economy. And the banker's attitude is, well, we're happy to loan you more, but nobody wants to borrow anymore. They're sick and tired of being slaves to debt. One of the things that's accelerating this economic decline is how many people are working and sacrificing to pay off their credit card debts. They're not buying newer cars. They're not buying larger homes. They're trying to just get out of their mortgages. And remember, under this Ponzi scheme central bank process, if there's no debt, there's no money. Article coming out of Investment Watch blog. Now France is getting ready to dump the dollar. And I'm not surprised because, remember, it was France that got burned all the way back in 1970 when Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility, because up until that point, under Bretton Woods, France had been accepting these ink and paper tickets as being worth $35 per ounce of gold. And they had a huge stack of them that they'd taken in exchange for wine and cheese and movies and cars and the rest of it. And said, oh, we're going to cash in now. We've been doing real good business. And they go to the United States, and Nixon said, nah, it's just ink and paper. France is now up there at the European Union in Brussels, arguing for the entire European Union to start delinking from the dollar before it's too late. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to double back on the economy for a minute. And NeoGAF, it's a forum, is reporting that by the end of the week, Microsoft is going to announce 6,000 layoffs.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that later in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, which is, you don't get any more blue chip than Microsoft. So for them to be, and that's the largest, it'll be the largest layoff they've ever had in the history of their company. The second largest was 5,300, which I think was in 2008, just before the Wall Street collapse, if memory serves me.
Yeah, it's definitely a sign, but you need to understand that what Microsoft is doing is they're reeling from the disaster of Windows 8. Which was an expression of their own arrogance, that they were not going to sell the computer users what the computer users wanted, but they were going to sell what Microsoft wanted to sell, which was this new hip tile interface, which I understand they're being sued over now because they violated somebody else's patent on that. If you go out there and you look at places like eBay, tablets and computers running Windows 8, they're already marked down something like 50%. Windows 8 is actually losing market share to older Windows 7 machines and refurbished XP machines.
Absolutely.
And I think Microsoft is paying the price for daring to think that they know what the customer wants more than the customer themselves does.
Well, and Microsoft just acquired Nokia and their cell phone specifically for to run those Windows operating systems on their phone, thinking that you would then be able to have the Windows 8 operating on your laptop, your tablet, and your cell phone. And because Windows 8 has become such a flop, it has hit the company hard across the board in all of their divisions. So you're absolutely right, but that being said, Microsoft has huge contracts with multiple governments where they should theoretically never have to do any layoffs.
Well, see, there's the problem, because a lot of those contracts are being renegotiated down or outright canceled over this whole NSA spy scandal. And, you know, Microsoft may have sold these computers and Windows 8 to these various governments, but they're starting, these governments are starting to throw these things in the trash and go back to using typewriters.
Yeah.
And so I have no sympathy for Microsoft. You know, the instant they got into bed with the National Security Agency in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, you know, they deserve what they get. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever.
Well, and there's very strong evidence that Microsoft as a company is sort of a public front for some government entities. I mean,
well, they're definitely tangled up together. I mean, all the way back in Windows NT and the scandal over the NSA key that was accidentally revealed when they set out a beta release of the operating system without stripping out the symbol table information, and it was there for everybody to see. And Microsoft and the NSA said, oh, it's got nothing to do with us. Really, there's nothing for you to worry about. You can go on using these systems. But, you know, people are moving away from Microsoft and Apple products, unfortunately. Third world computer companies are enjoying a boom time right now. Both China and Russia are now setting up their own factories to make processor chips to get away from the back doors that are hardwired in them by Intel. And, we knew this was going to happen sooner or later.
Well, we've said it time and time again. Linux, 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 Linux. If you do one thing, learn Linux and learn how to use Linux and don't be so intimidated by it. Because, I mean, they have skins that allow your Linux operating system to look just like Windows and operate just like Windows. And you will be astounded at the programs
you don't need to sell me on that. I'm a big Linux fan. I mean, I was in Unix long before I was in Windows here. The reason I stayed with Windows as long as I did was because of my film and television work, where I had products like Maya and 3D Studio Max and various others that are or were not available on Linux. Now I'm out of the business. I like to play with the software, but it's not an essential part of my life. But yeah, absolutely Linux. And of course, remember yesterday we came out with the revelation that along with Tea Party and Obama's political enemies and political dissidents in general, the IRS was targeting organizations promoting open source code development.
To try
and, you know, shut down the idea that we can write our own software and guarantee it's free from spying. You will get your NSA approved operating system, wouldn't you? Will like it, Schweins.
Well, and I mean, you know, and I know it's not a real big thing on your radar, but the whole the Xbox One that came out, there's been such a pushback with a lot of their, you know, surveillance connect with it, and a lot of the, you always have to be online and connected to Microsoft servers. I mean, people didn't put up with that. People said, okay, fine, if that's what you're going to do, we're not going to buy your product. And as a result, they've stripped out just about all the DMR and all the security that they had on their system, and now they're trying to play catch up with Sony. So I think it's a very healthy thing that people are voting with their dollar, and they're not contributing to these sort of control mechanisms that are
I absolutely agree. And every one of these companies that was in bed with the National Security Agency, I think they need to be hammered and boycotted. And we're seeing it already. I mean, the stock of these social media organizations like Facebook, it continues to go down. We know the government's been propping up Facebook ever since it went public, to keep people using it. But, you know, people aren't putting their private information on social media. They're staying away from the cloud. And the fact of the matter is that social media is a lousy source of raw intelligence, because everybody's lying on social media, especially if they're trying to get a hot date for the weekend.
Well, and Facebook, about 6 months ago, spent $2 billion buying a virtual reality headset, which right now the name of it escapes me. But this headset, basically what it does is it beams lasers onto your rods and your cones into the back of your eyes, and it works both. I mean, you talk about technology that works both ways. I mean, you're digesting information from this headset, but by the same token, it's eliciting information from you and what's stimulating you. And I mean, that's when you start getting into things like, you know, we're going to have programs, and we're going to have television shows and books that are specifically created and scientifically created to stimulate you and push our agenda. So absolutely.
And push the products. And push the products.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, a lot of this is, if you remember the movie Minority Report, where you're walking into the store and the store's computers know who you are and they have your complete purchase history and they're just throwing ads for what would interest you onto the screens as you walk on by. And it is a very dystopian view. If that's all they were doing with the information, I don't think I'd have that much of a problem with it. But we know that this government and these corporations are engaging in some very nefarious practices with it. And I think Microsoft's troubles right now are widespread, you know, trying to basically shove Windows 8 onto all of us. And we know that Windows 8 is the most ridden with this NSA spyware and corporate spying to make sure that you're paying your money for your music and the rest of it. And people are just turning away from that. And again,
Windows 8 is garbage.
It is. It's junk. I got a neighbor who's got a Windows 8 computer and he's an old retired guy and he can't get it to work. He can't figure it out. It's not intuitive. And he's talking about just throwing it away. You know, that's how I got my Vista machine. They didn't want to deal with Vista, and they just said, here, take the box, get out of here. All right, listen, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I got to let you go here. But Microsoft is looking at the largest set of layoffs in their entire corporate history. They did it to themselves with Windows 8. They did it to themselves by getting into bed with the NSA and spying on all of their customers, and the customers don't like it. They're taking their business elsewhere, and if Microsoft collapses, I, for one, will have absolutely no sympathy for them. They did it to themselves. They deserve it. Every single company that got on board this NSA program to spy on law-abiding American citizens in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution deserves to go out of business. We know the Federal Reserve will prop them up. However much instant money out of thin air it takes to keep their stock up, they'll do that. But these companies deserve to go away for having done this kind of wrong to us all. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be right back.